coach at Laramie County Community College, Brian Ortmeyer, joining us. Athletic Director Scott Noble is here, but he's just sitting back. He's letting Brian have his day, but we'll get Scott in here for a question or two. But first of all, Coach, it is great to have you in studio, and welcome to Cheyenne. How you doing?
Doing well. It's good to be here. And before we get going, I'd love to get in on a pair of those tickets.
Oh, yeah?
That'd be great.
I'll ask you this was a trivia question for our last pair that we've given away two pairs.
Okay.
So in 1877, a first for Major League Baseball that changed the face of the game. What was it?
1877.
Yeah.
Wow.
Putting you on the spot right off the bat.
Honestly, I don't even know if I have a guess. I like to consider myself kind of a sports buff, but
this is a
wow.
tough one.
Did they merge? Were there two leagues merged together?
It's a good guess.
Okay.
Catcher's mask.
Catcher's mask.
First time a catcher's mask was used in
wow.
1877.
Okay.
You would think you would be, you know, with a ball coming at you 90 miles an hour and a bat and everything, you'd have it before then.
I would hope so, too. But, it's a good thing that they got that taken care of as soon as they did.
I think you're exactly right there. So introduced today as the, you know, new, I say new because it's been about 24 years in between stints mm-hmm. for women's basketball. I guess my first question, your interest in coming to LCCC, you know, you were the head coach at Colorado Northwestern Community College for the last couple of years. Why the interest in coming here and in LCCC and starting up a program from scratch?
Yeah, there's just a lot of exciting things, in terms of new program, new buildings going up on campus. It's just a lot of newness to it. And again, I think any coach would be very drawn to the recruiting area from Cheyenne, all the way down to Colorado Springs. It's a lot of good basketball in this region, a lot of good basketball in the state of Wyoming. And again, just knowing what the school is moving toward and having a boss like Scott pushing for a lot of things, it was a no-brainer for me, absolutely.
How would Region 9 compare, the women's basketball played here in Region 9, compare to that of what you were at Colorado Northwestern?
You know, Region 18 is, I always say it's a whole different animal. When I took the position out in Colorado, we have a six-team league. Four out of the six teams were in the top 25, and we were not one of them. So we had a 35 to 40 point gap to close on a lot of those teams. So, we came through and beat Utah State Eastern. We ended up beating them for the first time in 5 years. They had like a 15 to 20 game winning streak against us. So there's some, every single night we play those teams three times a season. There's no off nights. Every team is getting, they're right on the outside of the top 25. So for me, it was a great learning curve. You know, Salt Lake on the women's side was number one or number two most of the season. Southern Idaho was another team in the top 10. So we saw some great basketball without a question. And I have a ton of respect for these teams out here in Region 9, though. Again, we've seen Gillette. We've played against Western Wyoming. Northeastern Junior College was the team we played last year. So between actually coaching against some of these teams and seeing them in scrimmages and even seeing a lot of them on film, I'm pretty familiar with the region from top to bottom.
What are the challenges for you? And I know Scott has kind of been on the recruiting trail mm-hmm. a little bit, or not a little bit, but for the last couple months to try and get some interest in this. What are the challenges for you now in finishing off that and getting players here for next fall?
Well, and that's exactly right. We're sitting on, when you start a program, obviously you have zero players. So again, over the last year, we've watched a lot of Colorado basketball. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just we have the athletes identified. It's just getting them on campus. So, signing day's a week ago for junior college basketball, but there's still a lot of kids over the next month to 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever it is, that it's just getting them here. It's getting them on campus. We always used to say taking them through the car wash, because again, everything on campus from admissions to just seeing the gym is important. So we'll do it. I mean, there's no question. It's just again, it's kind of a slow grind over the summer until you get your roster.
What kind of style? I mean, what can we look forward to with Lady Golden Eagle basketball? It does seem weird to say, but I've never done it before when talking about women's basketball at LCCC. What can fans expect?
Well, I don't want to give away all my secrets right
Not
now.
No secrets? No secrets right now? We got to leave something for when practices start in September and October?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we want to play up tempo. I think anytime you start a new program, you're more likely to bring in a lot of guards. There's always, you know, I always feel like there's, for every one talented post player you see, you're going to see another 25 guards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of what we're going to have to design things around in year one. And we want to play up tempo. We want to try and pressure a lot of teams, whether it's in the half court or get out and press. And, you know, but that's kind of the style that we're looking to play here.
Have you ever been a part of building something from scratch in terms of starting a program? Is that something you're familiar with at all in your stops?
I would say 3 out of 4.
Okay.
This is going to be the third time. It's very similar to what we had my first season out at Colorado Northwestern.
Okay.
The only difference is coming in April, I didn't get out there till about late May.
Okay.
So it was about a month and a half, 2 months after signing day. So we still have that time. We still have that time frame where there should be some athletes out there.
How much interest have you? I mean, again, you've just been announced today, but how much interest has there been? And I don't know if maybe that's a question for Scott in the Upstart program, the starting of this program. Either one of you. I mean, I guess we'll start with you, Brian.
Well, I met with a student athlete last night, and we had 3 on campus today.
Okay.
So we're hitting the ground running. We've got another, for sure, one coming next Monday. So, again, it's, you know, I'm on the phone a lot right now in terms of just trying to line up some visits and getting them out here. So I would say there's been pretty significant interest in the program at this point.
Scott, I wanted to bring you in for a question. What was it about Brian Ortmeier that you really like? What made you choose him to lead this program from scratch?
Well, I can tell you we had great candidates, and the candidates that we had on campus, you know, we're looking for the fit. They're looking for a fit. They're looking for a comfort, and we're certainly trying to look for that as well. And you know, Brian has been through the grind. You know, he GA'd out the University of Richmond and with that program out there, and then, you know, paid his dues, McPherson College in Kansas and South Dakota University, or Dakota State. Up in South Dakota. So, you know, paid his dues, got a program, got to be a head coach for a couple of years, and did a great job. I mean, he'd come up to Region 9. He's beaten Western. He's beaten Northeastern in Sterling, and this year played our region champion to 7 points in their gym up at Gillette. So, you know, things like that carry a lot of weight. He's polished. And it was just a good fit. It just felt right for both of us, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Very good. We appreciate you guys stopping by. I'm looking forward to this. You know, you've hit the ground running, man. You got a recruit. You got a sign. And you said a week ago the signing period started, right?
Yeah, signing day was on April 8th. That's when you can start signing at the junior college level.
So, yeah, you got a sign, recruit, get to know your players, schedule. All in what, about a four month period?
And move.
Trying to move.
Yeah. There's a few things.
There's a few things you got to do here right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah. We do appreciate you joining us here on the show. Thank you to Coach or to Scott Noble. I'm used to calling you Coach Noble.
It's okay.
Scott Noble,
the
AD at LCCC. Guys, thank you so much. We need to get into ABC News already in progress. This is 97.5 FM, AM 1240, KFBC, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Chatted over breakfast. Minority Leader Harry Reid, happy to see it.
It's really...